A state senator is objecting to a proposal by the New York State Thruway Authority to raise tolls by 30% for drivers who don't have an Easy Pass. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more.
The Thruway Authority Board of Directors is poised at its meeting on December 1 to approve a 30% increase for cars where drivers do not have the electronic toll pass. It would be effective in January. The Thruway recently switched to cashless tolling, and for those who have an Easy Pass, there will be no increase. The price hike is aimed at encouraging people to sign up for the electronic passes. State Senator Jim Todisco, a Republican from the Schenectady area, says the plan, though, discriminates against the state's poorest individuals who might not have a credit card or bank account. Those are needed to activate an Easy Pass account. He says the program also requires a $10 initial deposit and mandates that there always be a positive cash balance in the account.
It's a terrible plan. I mean, there are many, many New Yorkers at or below the poverty level who don't have credit to begin with, and they certainly don't have a credit card. And they don't have a checking account.
But he says they still need to use the Thruway.
Maybe they have to go for dialysis. They have to get the kids to the doctor because they're below the poverty level. Maybe they have a low-level paying job, which they have to travel and use the Thruway.
Todisco compares the decision by the Thruway Authority in the midst of the holiday season to the Grinch stealing Christmas. He's drafting legislation that would waive any toll increase, fee, or surcharge for New York State motorists who are at or below the federal poverty line. The legislature currently has no set date to return to session before the end of the year, although legislative leaders have not ruled one out. The Thruway Authority says there are alternatives available for those who can't afford the standard method of using the Easy Pass. Spokeswoman Jennifer Givner says a prepaid credit card or money order can also be used, and there is a pay-per-trip option where a prepaid balance is not required. A $10 deposit is still required, though, for the electronic tag. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.